99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly.
Hello.
So today, National Chocolate Milk Day. So in case you want to toss that into your cereal, like your Rice Krispies, make it something a little extra special.
Today. Delicious. Today. I know you're a fan of the Yoo-Hoo. Does that qualify?
I mean, it's chocolate drink. It's not qualified as chocolate milk because it doesn't have any dairy in it. So
okay, so we can't really.
I wouldn't necessarily say Yoo-Hoo is going to qualify technically, but it's. You know, it's all about the chocolate milk, which, I mean, I don't know if you are so bold as to use chocolate milk instead of regular milk in your cereal, but because you can't do that with every cereal. I'm thinking like maybe Cheerios, maybe Frosted Flakes, maybe Rice Krispies, something that doesn't have a lot, whole lot of flavor to it anyway. Would be something that you could get away with. Like
add some chocolatey goodness.
Yeah, like using something, you know, doing something like Fruity Pebbles, blah, or
Fruit Loops. That's not gonna work.
No.
No.
Now, you could go the chocolate, like chocolate Cocoa Krispies with chocolate milk, because doesn't
that's
Cocoa Krispies turn your milk
goodness, yes.
into chocolate milk anyway?
Well, yeah. But then, you know, you have to be like a purist, though. You know, if you really like chocolate, then you can go that route.
Man, I mean, then it's not even like you're having breakfast. It's like you're having dessert in the morning.
Absolutely. Isn't that the whole goal, is to try to feel like you're eating dessert every meal?
I guess.
I feel like it is for me.
Right. So, yeah, enjoy that chocolate milk this morning here. We got a lot here still to get to this morning and here this hour, including feel good stories, setting the bar stories, jokes, and all that on the way here. We were talking earlier about the fact it's National Chocolate Milk Day, and you know, it takes a special person to go dive into dessert for breakfast, but Denny's may be all like, hey, hold my beer, because the whole pancake thing, you know, in the morning is great. You know, it's basically like you're eating cake with syrup and butter for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically, we've been doing that for years. That's kind of like dessert for breakfast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And waffles.
But Denny's is all like, you know, I know you can throw some chocolate chips in it. And, you know, Kelly, I know you're a fan of the chocolate chip pancakes.
Yes.
But what if we mashed up cookies, legit cookies, with pancakes? So Denny's is all like, we're going to create the Panookie. And it's,
the Panookie?
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
So you got the signature with salted caramel and the pecan Panookie with pecan pie sauce and glazed pecans instead of caramel, and it's topped with vanilla ice cream. And this is something that you can eat for breakfast, and I'm all about it, and I already know what their inspiration was for the Panookie.
I did it all for Panookie! Panookie! Take a pancake and a cookie, stick it in your... Stick it in your mouth.
Yeah, so obviously a little Fred Durst inspiration there for the Panookie. But
sure.
Yeah, the Denny's pancake cookies mashup.
Genius.
I know, I'm all about it, man. I'm like, why can't I have any of this stuff right now? Like, I need it. So
honestly, why is it taking this long?
For someone to invent the pancake slash cookie combination? Yeah, I don't know.
100%.
Well, Denny's, the chefs at Denny's were sitting up late, probably having some beers going, you know, it'd be great.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was all about. All right.
Just like crumble up some Oreos, put it in the batter, throw it on the griddle.
Coming up next, it's a setting the bar story that involves a haunted house gone wrong. And it's a good thing my daughters didn't hear this story before Saturday night, because I took them to Field of Screams and they hadn't really ever gone and experienced a haunted house before.
Wow. Yeah, the one time I took my son, we lasted about 30 seconds. And he was like, yep, nope, 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 nope.
I think that it was the case Saturday night. So I asked them and they were like, yeah, let's go. So I brought him to Field of Screams and we were out there. And so, you know, if you've never been, it's a mile past Otter Creek Park there, way down in Muldra. And it's in the middle of a cornfield. It's a dark cornfield maze. You walk through different buildings that are there are different scary things in them.
And it's like a real life horror movie.
Yeah. And so for them to go from having not gone to any of them to going to Field of Screams was like going from 0 to 100. So
yeah, no, they're really good at what they do.
So yeah, just my older two daughters I took. I didn't take Zoe, but we're like 10 feet into the cornfield maze. And the very first thing you see, like a head pop out from like the dark doorway that we're walking towards and then disappear again. And then both my daughters were like, nope, 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 nope. We're not.
Where can we get out?
Exactly. Exactly. My daughter Isabella was like, my knees got weak and I started thinking, how can I just run through this corn?
Yeah, the fight or flight kicks in real quick.
And get to safety. Yeah. So they were absolutely terrified. And part of me was like, man, this was a great experience. And the other part of me was like dad mode, just like protecting them. Like, it's going to be okay.
We're leaving this way.
It's going to be okay. We're going through it. You're fine. You know.
Oh, so you went through the whole thing?
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, are they in therapy?
Well, they were able to laugh about it afterwards. It took them. It was funny because when we got back to, when we got out and we got back to the tent and everything and they sat down, like they both looked absolutely disheveled. Like they,
yes.
like they had woken up. I know their hair was crazy and they were like, and so it took them a minute for them to decompress, but then later they were able to kind of laugh about it. But yeah, legit craziness at the Field of Screams on Saturday night. So we're lucky that they didn't hear this haunted house story before, because there would be no way they would have set foot on the Field of Screams. So that's coming up next in your setting the bar story.
Oh my God.
All right, Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's a don't do that kind of story. Just avoid this and you are having a successful day.
I mean, haunted houses are scary enough, right?
Absolutely. I mean, those characters, the actors are legit. The costumes, the props, they look real.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without using real props when you're working at the haunted house, you're doing okay.
Like,
so thankfully everyone is okay here.
Oh gosh.
But an 11-year-old was going through the haunted house when he was accidentally stabbed in the foot by an overzealous actor with a real knife.
Oh no, we don't use real knives. No, 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 no.
Yeah, it was in Ohio, the Seven Floors of Hell haunted house, and the actor had a real knife instead of the prop knife. And just thought it would be like fun to have something real there, but then, you know, kind of like stabbed down at the ground and at his foot, but like misjudged and kind of went through his Croc style shoe and cut his toe. Now, it, again, wasn't like super bad. And in fact, the person who did it at the haunted house, you know, was completely cool with like police and the boy and everything and was like, look, I know it was not a good idea. And the police were like, yeah, it's not a good idea to use real knives instead of the prop knives when we're at these haunted houses. And thankfully, the boy's mom, because the boy was like, I'm still going through this thing. We waited in line. We paid the money. We're going through. So the boy.
So did he realize he was stabbed? Or well, did it, like, after the fact, tell his mom, oh, hey, guess what? I think I'm stabbed.
Yeah, I think it was after they went through they completed the haunted house that he was like, yeah, my foot hurts. And then they realized everything. The mom did not press any charges, so no real charges were filed in this case or anything like that. But again,
that's lucky for the haunted house.
And for everyone involved. So,
yes,
you know, there are props for a reason. You know, there are not real blades on the chainsaws, or there shouldn't be, you know?
No.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without using real props when you're working at a haunted house, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. If that were my son, I'm not sure I would have been as nice. It's fine. we'll take care of it. He's fine.
So there's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Hey, coming up next, Kelly, you are a woman and you are the resident woman on the show and have been many, many years. So I'm going to need your take on this, okay?
Okie dokes.
This is something that Ask Men says these are legit ways to get her to think about you.
Okay. Is this anything like the how to get him to propose in like immediately?
Which,
because that list was crap.
Yeah, we went down that list last week and that was laughable at best. So anyways, let me play Ed Sheeran and I'm going to need your opinion on this.
All right.
All right, we're going to go through and maybe get some answers here. Love, relationships, dating, all tricky, right? So the brain trust over at Ask Men thought, you know what? Who better to dole out what she's thinking than a bunch of dudes? So, okay. All right, we'll bite. And Kelly, since you're the female on the show, it's ways to get her thinking about you. Tell us whether or not these are like legit or you're like, nah. But several tips Ask Men listed out to stand out from the crowd of men hitting on you every single day. So use little things to woo her. Little things like strong posture, eye contact, not fidgeting, ways to get and keep her thinking about you.
Okay.
Break the ice online before you meet in person. Be a little bit cocky. Be a little bit funny and playful. Say something like, hey, saw your profile and I think you deserve a chance to get to know me.
I might bite on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, some of these I read and I was like, you know what? Kelly, I think would fall for some of these. And I don't mean fall. I just mean like I think they'd work for him.
Yeah.
Ways to get her.
I would say you could buy me a drink.
All right. Get tons of dates. This was one that I questioned. Like, women will see you as more interesting if you're talking to all the women at the party as opposed to just...
Nope. That's a big X on that. Yeah. Like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to be in a little herd of women that you're talking to. Nobody, nope.
Yeah. So, like, I was thinking, to me, it's like, you don't want to be seen as a player when you're trying to get the attention of a woman. And if you are
out, you want to feel special. You don't want to feel like you're one of many.
Right. Get her number easily. Most guys nervous about approaching and starting a conversation with women. However, women want you to do that. And so be direct. Use the one compliment approach, being like, hey, you're beautiful. And I had to take a moment to meet you. And I wanted to know if you wanted to get together. So it was basically just like, hey, you know, be direct, get her number.
Okay.
All right. So that would work.
If you're going to call me pretty, I want to give you my number. All
right, so that would work. Ways to get her to think about you. This is, again, from Ask Men. So this is a bunch of dudes saying, hey, women, this is how you're going to remember us.
Did they not think to ask a bunch of women for this particular?
Yes. I mean, they did. They got some women's advice for this.
Okay, good.
Reverse your role. Instead of the typical, like, you are talking with a woman and you buy her a drink, say something like, okay, let's cut to the chase. Are you going to offer to buy me a drink or what?
That's bold.
It's a little bit of humor and it turns the situation around and it gets him to think about you.
Okay. Listen, again, what's he look like? I didn't really ask that at the top of this. Does he look like Ryan Reynolds? Because
I don't know.
Really,
I mean,
all he has to do is just stand there and it works. So, but I think if there's attraction there, I think that's going to play a part in whether a lot of these lines end up working or not.
And what, like, I'll just hit two more. And the entire list we've tweeted at Ben and Kelly Show. But one is go to a physical level. Know when to go from one stage to the next. There's nothing more frustrating than being with a guy who doesn't know how to advance the, I guess, physicalness of the relationship.
Okay, so we're already dating at this point?
I don't know.
Okay, because maybe I'm like, listen, if we just met at the bar, I'm not needing you to get physical
right
yet.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put an X on that one.
Okay.
And then keep her once you get her. Like, so often than not, it's all about the chase, but then once you get her, it's all like, okay, you stop doing all those things that got her.
Well, yes, that's exactly. Then you become a jerk. If you just, it was just the thrill of the chase, and then you're done, like, that's, what's the point?
Okay, so.
It's like fishing, let's catch and release.
Right. So hopefully you're thinking about this and you're like, you know what? He does this sort of thing. If you're thinking about that certain guy or girl, you know, in your life. And if you want to see the entire list, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Susan Marciano, she's 74 years old. She lives in Boca Raton. She took her dog, Nalu, to a lake park. They were playing fetch in shallow water. and she noticed this dark shadow right to the right of her dog.
Uh-oh.
Realized that was a 6-foot gator chopped down on Nalu.
Oh, gosh.
Punctured her stomach and thigh.
Oh.
And then Susan was like, I wasn't thinking. I just did the only thing I could do. I came down on the gator with all of my weight.
Oh, my gosh.
She, like, body slammed the gator.
Did, like, a full-on WWE wrestling
yes,
move.
Yes, 100%. Oh my gosh. So that freed the dog, but then the gator chomped on her hand.
Ah!
And so she's, like, pulling. He finally let go. She had to get some stitches in her hand, and the dog had to go through a 2-hour surgery, but is recovering.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a picture of her dog, and poor little pups had to get her thigh shaved and her tummy shaved and see the stitches there.
She's a little timid going on walks now, but she's getting there.
Man, like gators, they look at dogs as food.
Well, yes. And these are, again, things we don't have to worry about in Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story. She's pretty amazing at Ben and Kelly Shoe.
All right, Feel Good, brought to you every hour by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. When you've witnessed something you shouldn't have.
My coworker making out with another coworker.
Okay, what do you do with that information?
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Right. There's a definite Phoebe from Friends moment.
Oh, my eyes!
Mm-hmm. And that coming up in your group therapy.
We need advice. Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'll toss the phone number out here real quick. 502-571-9970. You can call or text our request line. And if you ever have an issue that you just kind of need our listeners to sort through, you can send us a voice note. You can send us a message. We'll toss it out there, see what we can do for you.
We got a lot of smart people listening.
All right, so what did you see?
Saturday night, I was at the bar waiting for friends, and I look over, and I see my coworker making out with another coworker. That's scandalous enough, but the thing is that they're both married and not to each other. So, like, I've met these people that they're married to, so I don't know if I should say something and ruin two marriages. I don't know if they saw me, but if I tell anyone, I'm scared that they'll know it, you know, that it's me. And work is going to be extremely awkward. So, like, advice, please.
Okay. Always an awkward situation when you are thrust into something, into someone else's business, and you didn't mean to, or you had no reason to be there. So it's like,
just accidentally, my eyes,
yeah.
My eyes.
Yeah, the whole Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, my
yes.
Eyes, my eyes.
Exactly what's happening.
Man.
Oh, I'm awkward.
Ever happened to you where you witnessed something, you're like, uh-oh, that's bad.
No.
Bad.
Thank goodness, no, because I would be tortured by it. I hate confrontation of any kind. And then I would feel like I should, but then not really. Because like he said, that could have huge ramifications, not just like for their personal lives, like wrecking marriages, but for work.
Yeah, he knows their spouse. And if you're in that situation, what are you doing?
I mean, I get that he feels some responsibility knowing, because he does know the spouses. If he'd never met the spouses, maybe he could stay detached from it a little bit. But then, like, literally, he could blow up work, blow up their marriages. I mean, lots of things could be wrecked with that information.
Man, you are painting a picture of just keeping quiet. But would love to know if you have been in this situation and can offer up your advice based on what happened, based on what you did or didn't do. 502-571-9970. That's what group therapy is all about. So he became the unlikely witness in some infidelity going on. A couple co-workers making out with one another at a bar, and they're married to other people. And it's
so now he's like, what do I do? Yeah. I know the spouses.
Yes. Awkward.
And so he feels bad about all of that. But I mean, this could have massive repercussions for both marriages and their work.
Uh-huh.
So what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. And I got to say, a lot of people are chiming in and saying, look, just mind your own business.
Yeah, so many of them, mind your business. But Bonita says, always do the right thing.
Mm.
Does that mean tell?
Yeah, I mean, and there are a couple of points from some listeners, like Bridget, who says, I think he should know that he would not be the one ruining two marriages. They've already been doing that. So
that is a true statement. However, yeah, I mean, that would be really, really tough. Joe says, blackmail them. Just kidding. He should totally take pictures, though, and send to the significant others. No one deserves to be cheated on.
Yeah, but like
anonymously.
I don't think he took pictures in the moment. He only saw them once, and so he doesn't have that. And
yeah, he just has the mental pictures that he doesn't want in his brain anymore.
Right. Kylie says, I just send an anonymous tip and grab your popcorn.
Okay. So listen, we did get a text message that said, I was in a situation like this before. The girl was actually a really good friend, and my husband introduced her to her husband. Mm. She was hooking up with a coworker. Yeah. I told my husband, he spilled the beans to his best friend, her husband.
Oh.
It ruined our friendship.
Oh.
But they, of course, worked it out, only for her to cheat again, and he eventually divorced her, so now he and my husband are friends again.
Okay, so I don't know if that's a cautionary tale to not tell or to do tell.
I think that's probably a don't tell, because, like, friendships are ruined. She ended up, like, sinking her own ship again, so I think the whole moral of the story is it's going to play out. Like, they will get caught eventually, and he should probably stay out of it. Just let them now wreck their own marriages and or jobs.
Tony, do you have any experience with this?
So, never put myself in a situation like that. However, my suggestion would be to say something to both spouses.
Oh, you would say go and tell the spouses?
Yes, because look at it this way. If you're already cheating, that marriage is going to fail anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, so you're saying just rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly, because I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Man, that's a bold strategy. I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think I will go with the, look, just mind your own business and have that piece of knowledge that, you know, because you never know. These people could, like, work it out without you diving into and ruining. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, mind your own business. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Kelly, what are you saying?
I feel like that's probably the best course of action. But knowing me, though, I would want to know. And I was in the situation where I was dating someone for 4 years. Yes, and they did tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is good, because I didn't want to continue on in a relationship that was built on lies.
Man.
But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of repercussions.
Yeah, I'm still saying just let it blow up.
I think it's going to blow itself up without his help. I really do.
Okay, so if you've got opinions on our advice or on the situation, you can always post it up at 99.7DJX on Facebook. That's group therapy. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So the U.S. Open of Surfing wrapped up this weekend in Huntington Beach, but about a mile north, another competition was bringing some crowds. It was the Surf City Dog Surf.
Go, doggies! Straddling their surfboards, most of these four-legged surfers cooked the 1 to 2 foot waves here at Huntington Dog Beach. Others collided with each other, and others stayed dry, riding their parents.
It's just a bonding experience for dogs and their humans. You can tell that the dogs that surf really like it, because they're usually barking to get back out in the water. They pull their board, so they really enjoy it.
Okay.
I mean, super cute video. You see all these dogs, including Gidget the Pug, which apparently has a social media following.
Mugs
the camera lot.
All right.
Does 360s.
Sure.
Rides backwards.
Gotcha.
Like a boss.
All right.
Each dog had 12 minutes to catch their top 5 waves, and they were judged on their confidence level, length of ride, and overall ability to ride the wave.
Their confidence level?
Uh-huh.
I am a good dog. I can surf very well.
Shaken. Yes, look at me. I am a good boy. Now, they didn't really say who won, but, you know, it was just really cute to see videos of all these dogs. And some of them have really fun life jackets. There's one that had, like, a shark fin on it, because, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, really good doggos. We tweeted out the video. It's worth a watch. It's super cute at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do those every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Man, shout out to the Cards and Cats football teams, man. They're doing great so far. Both second in their conferences.
Yeah.
It's group therapy. Now, she admits, she even says, I feel silly for asking you about this because it seems like something so trivial.
Right. Well, and I think affects many families in the area.
Yeah, and it involves, and I wasn't just bringing up the Cards and Cats just because, you know, it was...
In general,
yeah, it involves the Cards and Cats. And so we'll dive into her situation that, as you said, Kelly, I feel like it could affect a lot of people. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, fandom is a crazy thing. It's like, you know, you see all these crazy, like, uber fans for their school or their team, and maybe you're that person. And it's a lot of fun to be in, like, that same group of that tribe, right? You know, my wife and I are friends with huge Cards fans, and we're also friends with huge Cats fans, and... You know, hey,
everyone can get along.
Right. I mean, we're kind of neutral because we're not from here originally, but you know, I get along with both. But I get the fact that maybe if you're so passionate about one team and you're living at maybe a house divided, or you know, you're friends with or you know people who support the other team, that it can be tricky.
Well, especially maybe on big games and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's even merch for House Divided.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've seen it, you know? It's a thing.
And listen, I have been around fans who get so worked up when their team loses that they won't speak for days. Like, they are legit angry.
Wow, just depressed.
Yeah. And you know, hey, there are those people. So I think this is what we're dealing with group therapy coming up. And
we're dealing with extreme fans.
Yes. And she is just asking, one, I appreciate you not making too much fun of me. Mm-hmm. And two, she says she feels silly for even asking us about this. But look, this is why you come to us with group therapy.
It's a safe place.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, before Kelly tackles this message that we got, I'm going to give you the phone number, 502-571-9970. You can always call or text in your help, your thoughts with this matter.
Here it is. I feel silly for asking you about this. It seems so trivial. Mm-hmm. So let me first preface this by saying my dad and family are huge Cards fans. Like, huge.
Okay.
I enjoy them, but I don't lose sleep if the team loses.
Gotcha.
So this guy I've been seeing for a few months is a huge Cats fan. Because of course he is.
Of course.
My family and my friends embody the crazy fanatic stereotype, complete with hating the other fan base.
Ah.
Now, he doesn't know my family is crazy for the Cards, and my family doesn't know I'm seeing a Cats fan.
Uh-oh.
So again, this seems really stupid, but I really like him, and I'm worried that their stupid allegiance to a school will be a huge deal.
I like this girl.
I may be getting presumptuous, but I'm a girl and we're allowed. So hear me out. We're getting close to family holidays, and assuming things continue with us, I'm going to want to bring them around the family and vice versa.
Okay.
They cannot find this information out for the first time when they meet.
No.
So how do I approach this, and what and who do I approach first? Why do I always seem to make things complicated? Thank you, and appreciate you not making too much fun of me.
Oh.
Oh, she's sweet. I get it. I get it. It seems like this shouldn't be a big deal. Geez. But when you have huge fans... Right. That's it right. Can be a thing.
That is funny. You know, Jesslyn says, my own mother told me it was like a death in the family when I converted from a Cats fan to a Hoosiers fan.
Oh, wow.
She says, they legit did not speak to me for months. Go IU.
Are you serious? Like, I don't want to laugh because that's kind of awful. That's really awful.
Well, you're a grad of Purdue, and I know Purdue and IU are not huge fans of one another.
Yeah, no, but... and my mom always forgets I went there. Yeah. And she roots for the Hoosiers all the time. Like, yeah. She grew up Hoosiers fan. And listen, my dad went to UK graduate school. I married a Cats fan. He's pretty... He's a...
Hardcore.
Yeah, he's hardcore. He's a huge fan. But he has a lot of Cards friends. You know, so he's not like cutting people out of his life because of it.
I mean, okay, so you're this girl. What, like, do you, what do you do?
I don't know. Jared pointed to some scandals and then said there will be confrontation, but it should be done in all good fun, should be able to cohabitate. LOL, go Cats.
Okay. So I need the mature Cards and Cats fans to please weigh in, okay?
That's right. Let the adults come to the table and discuss.
Let's let the level-headed Cards and Cats fans, and I know you're there. I know you exist, okay? 502-571-9970, group therapy. Right in the middle of group therapy, where she even says, look, I feel silly for asking you about this because my boyfriend I've been seeing, my new boyfriend, is a huge Cats fan. Well, my family are huge Cards fans. It seems silly to say this, but I don't want them to meet and find this out for the very first time when they're in person. So what do I do? Who do I approach first? How do I even approach this?
She thinks this could be like, you know, huge, big drama. Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin chimed in on Facebook. My in-laws are huge Cards fans. I'm a Cats fan. They're fanatics. I'm not. When my wife and I were dating, they would get so frustrated with me because I didn't watch every second of every game.
Right.
I finally got them off my back when I told them that their daughter and grandson were more important to me than ignoring them for a couple of hours to watch a game.
Ah, that's smart. Emily says to, you know, you can approach your boyfriend with, so good news, my family is are not Duke fans. So, you know, because of the Cats and hating Duke. And so, then kind of just go from there and be like, well, but they're Cards fans. Patrick says, my wife was a Cards fan before we got married. Prenup explicitly stated she must convert to Cats fan on marriage day. Happily married for 8 years. Her fam, still huge Cards fans. It can work, he says.
Oh, my God. He put it in the prenup?
Prenup.
What the heck? Oh, my gosh. Lori said, just tell them both that you know how important that allegiance is to them, but it's not that important for you, which means it's not a factor in your choices when dating. Mm. Hopefully, they can both be kind to each other because they share care for you in common, yeah, regardless of their teams.
Yeah.
That being said, I personally can't date a Cats fan.
It is funny seeing all the fandoms kind of coming out of the woodwork with this. Like, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great. But, I mean, not for me. I mean, I could never. But, you know, it'd be great.
Absolutely. Mackenzie's the same way. She's like, approach your boyfriend first. See where he stands with the situation before potentially getting shunned by your family. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm wearing a U of L shirt today. I was meant to hear this. Go Cards.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. You know, and Chase says, look, I come from a huge Cats fan and just recently switched careers and started with U of L Sports. Grandpa rolling over in his grave, but U of L pays my bills. So hopefully this guy will pay her bills. She can use that excuse too. So,
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, yes, I think it can be a big deal, but if you make it more fun and just like, look, you know, my family's the enemy. It's fine. We're fine, you know, and...
Yes, and then go to her family and be like, listen, I really like this guy. He could be a keeper, but there's just one little minor thing, little hiccup that you might not like, but don't let that overshadow your judgment of him.
Now, if he has the 40-0 tattoo... the Cats 40-0 tattoo. And then there may be some, you know, good ribbon going on there. So anyways,
maybe we just lay ground rules. Like, listen, there's no like below the belt punches with going after each other's teams. We didn't ask about the tattoos, but I'm just saying, like, if they need to keep it polite. She needs to preface both parties. Listen, lighthearted. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, we're going to get through this.
I am the common thread. Concentrate on me.
Right. All right. So hopefully this works. Please, I would love to get an update after they meet in person.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. So please reach back out to us
We're
Ben and Kelly Show. If you want to chime in, you always can. We got it posted up for you at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. We always give you setting the bar stories every single day. It just sets the bar for your day very low. So instead of something like a goal for you to achieve, this is kind of a different goal for you to achieve, yeah?
Yeah, it's a goal to avoid.
Yeah, sure, we could say that. Okay, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a bomb threat because you miss your boyfriend, you're doing okay.
How is that going to help?
Well, she thought it was a good idea. So she did it twice.
Is she trying to get him out of work? Like, hey, he can have more time to spend with me at home if maybe he doesn't have to go to work. And I'll call a bomb threat. They got to leave.
Right. Yeah. And this woman who wanted to spend a little bit more time with her boyfriend called in two bomb threats to his employer for forcing evacuation.
Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. There's a bomb.
Yeah.
I should probably come home.
Yeah. Called the first time. They just evacuated the building, but didn't send him home. And so she was like,
because they didn't find a bomb.
Yeah. Oh. So called again. And
no, seriously, there is one.
No,
you should probably just send everybody home. Close the store today.
Yeah. So
the plant or whatever.
No surprise. She was charged with a felony count of terrorizing. So
yeah, that is against the law.
Yeah. Let's not do that. So I know you miss your boyfriend. You maybe miss him real bad. You know,
oh, it's been 8 whole hours since I seen you.
I know, but you know what? He'll get off work eventually and he'll come home. So let's not.
And then you can hug his neck then.
Okay. So, yeah, we give you these set of the bar stories. So in case you didn't know before. Uh-huh. Make it through the day today without calling in that bomb threat because you miss your boyfriend. You're doing okay.
Right. Okay. That's really solid advice. Yes. He will come home. You can give him a hug then. It's going to be fine.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJ. Man, there are no lack of Britney Spears documentaries to choose from. With, you know, the Netflix one that is now coming out. And if you're a fan of Britney Spears, you know, you always kind of look at each of these documentaries with a question mark, like, how true is this?
Well, yeah, because they're really not being done with her involvement. And that's right. One thing her fiance was pointing out, like, hey, you know, you haven't reached out to get her involved in this to make sure you're telling the story right.
Yeah, so Hulu is like, hey, we want to be a part of this. And so they've got a documentary controlling Britney Spears, which is coming out. And, of course, Netflix, Britney versus Spears, is coming out. And now... Britney says her dad had everything from like her mobile devices encrypted so he could see all her ingoing and outgoing text messages and emails. He had her bedroom bugged so he could hear what went on in there, which is wild.
Oh, and that's way invasive.
Yeah. And so this guy named Alex, he's a former employee of the security firm that protected Britney, kind of talked about that.
John and one of the agents working with him came into my office and handed me the audio recording device and a USB drive and asked me to wipe it. I had them tell me what was on it. They seemed very nervous and said that it was extremely sensitive, that nobody can ever know about this, and that's why I need to delete everything on it so there's no record of it. That raised so many red flags with me, and I did not want to be complicit in whatever they were involved in.
Oh, man.
So I kept a copy because I don't want to delete evidence.
Man, so here's part of what I'm thinking. Like, if you want something deleted and wiped, why don't you just do it yourself?
Yeah.
Like, why are you going?
You risk this situation happening.
Come on, I've watched enough TV to know that you do it yourself. Someone's always going to talk.
Oh, wow. This is nuts.
Yeah, so the new Hulu documentary, Controlling Britney Spears, is coming out. And again, like I said, there's no lack of Britney documentaries to kind of feast your eyes and ears on.
No, but again, I want to see the one that she is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there will be things that you'll recognize that some of these other ones have already kind of clued you into. But then I think there's also going to be the slant from Brittany that, hey, this is what I experienced. So that's kind of...
Yes.
Right. 99.7 DJX. So yeah, Dave the Pumpkin King Esquire, he has a grandpappy who has a fortune, and he and our radio station have kind of like linked together to try our best to give you some of that fortune, the $20,000 fortune.
Yeah, never mind the family drama.
Never mind that. Never mind the fact that there are some siblings that are going to want to keep that for themselves.
Uh-oh.
But Dave Esquire is bound and determined to spread his grandpa's seed, so to speak. So
we're pretty sure legally we can give it to you.
I think. So, yeah, that
fairly
starts
confident.
Monday.
We're like 65% sure.
That's better than we have been before, to be fair, right? So, yeah, that starts Monday on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, a little setting the bar story, if you will. Okay.
These are examples of what not to do. Really low hurdles you should be able to successfully leap over.
Some people like to wear driving gloves, you know, those leather driving gloves.
In the winter, I do, because it's chilly and the steering wheel can be very cold.
Sure. Some people like the sunglasses and the driving hat, or maybe even driving shoes for the extra fancy. Right. But this is an example of what not to wear if you're going driving, okay?
Okie dokes.
Give us just a few minutes. Bring you your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. And this Monday, like, it's almost like a hangover Monday after this past weekend. Man, thank you to everybody who came out to Pooches and Pints there in Southern Indiana, New Albany Amphitheater. It was a beautiful, turned into a beautiful day for it. Yeah, started off
it
with a little bit of rain.
A lot of people came out.
Yep.
It was one of those weekends where, like, it wasn't really a weekend because there was so much going on.
I know. And
that's what happens in the fall.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, everybody who came out to Pooches and Pints and letting me take selfies with your dog, that was awesome. And then Field of Screams on Saturday night, which I took my daughters through, and they were like, nope! I mean, they went through. They willingly came with me, but then like 10 feet into the cornfield maze, they were both like, nope!
But you made them finish.
I did. I was like, we started it. You're going to finish it. So, you know, a little life lesson there for you. And then yesterday.
Yeah, and then we had a ton of people show up at Outlet Shops of Bluegrass yesterday trying to find colored needles in a haystack, and it proved to be way more difficult than, well, I mean, there's a reason why there's a saying, finding a needle in a haystack is hard.
Right.
That's we did have some people like find some needles, but then we ended up having to draw names out for the big prizes. We gave out $500 in Outlet Shops of Bluegrass gift cards.
Good deal.
And then increments all the way up to that. So a lot of winners.
So hopefully we saw you out. And if you, saw us and said, hey, whatever, we'd love that. So thank you to everybody who participated in everything over the weekend. Anything else for you, Kelly?
I think that's it.
Go to your dentist appointment. All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.